Welding and symmetric tests. First, to go back to Sif Gimel, we didn't get a chance to explain it yet. So first, the Yisoyed is, let's say a person has a piece of chazer, gzais or chazer, that got mixed in with tenem heter. So lach of the tenem heter, no shishim, but it's also. So you have one and ten, now mixed together, cooked together, the ten is also of heter, the one of iser, asir. Take the one of iser out, you take the ten, you mix it with 100 now. What's the lach of the 100? Kamu says, since he does not hold Chanan Bashari Sir, in essence, inside this 10 is only one Isser. So 10 with 100. 100 of the is Mutter. But speaking of the Shach, you saw it, we'll have to get to back in the Sugyo, that even though the 100 is Mutter, the 10 is E Eshla Seichtai. Or another Lashon, Eshla Seichtai also. You cannot never kasher this piece of meat. That once the 10 was Osir, Agam got mixed with others. And by kelim we see we can't kasher it. By pieces of meat we cannot kasher. Efshlo sechter also. That's shlav aleph. 1, 10, and 100. The second case, you have 1, 10, and 55. One gekut to 10. One of iser, 10 of heter. The one asks the 10. 10 is also, you take the one of iser, throw it away. Take the 10 and mix it with 55 of heter. What's halacha in that case? Do you say the 10 over here as a bayah mitzad is going to ask the 55 over here? Because the 10 is osir. Efshlo sechter is osir. Kamal the Shulchan is very clear. No, the amount of itza inside the 10 is only one. The one gzais of itza asked the 10 of heter. So therefore, the mitzvah of the 10 of heter, part of it inside the 55, and it's mutter. That's the second shlav. Moisiv and Sifkim, or third shlav. Let's say you have one of itza cooked 10 of heter. Asked the 10 of heter. Now it got mixed with 50. 50 of heter. 10 of heter, 50 of heter. You could say, Apisvara, the 10 of heter has one blis of iser, 9 of heter. So it's 1 of 59. Will be osir. Come over with the mechaber and build upon the sugya of kachal, the kachal min a minyan. Here also, the shtik iser is part of the minyan to be matured also. Not only in the 10, you have 1 of iser and 9 of heter, the 1 of iser will ask to it. That 1 of iser will also be mensarta, that it's only a blio. That's the case of Gimel. Then when you have 1, 10, and 50, even the 10 stays also will be also the bleas of 1 of Isser. It's not this 9 of Heter with the 1 of Isser. The whole 10 is going to be starved to the Heter. The Lomdis. And why? We'll leave that over to the Makor, the Simen Tzadik by the Sugya Kachal. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dal is a local of a Gdeir being starved to Heter. But how do we starve it? So we'll start first from the Sugya, go through Shainim, then the place from the local Maisa. First, we have the sugya. There are two sugyas over here. The sugya in Chulam that that's like Zayin and Beis, the Gemara being Zayin. But Chanina says you're the Mashar. You Mashar first the Reitiv and the Kippah and Chatichos. You count inside 60 the juice, the sediments, the pieces. Voidi says of Chanina you must start with that. Also the Kedera. So the Gemara two pshatim was mean Kedera. Ik da Ami the Kedera Atzmo. The second lashon says Mad the Bol of Kedera. The two lashonos. One says the Kedera itself. The second lashon says, "What's your belay in the kedera?" You have a second sugya. The gemara that's had a ches. The gemara discusses you have gezayis and chela that get cooked inside the meat in the frying pan. What's the lacha? Sover of asi or of ashi? That we might think to mishar. What's the belay inside the frying pan? Kamashmo the abundant told Rav Ashi, "No, otya tera bala isur loy bala. Only tera being belay inside this pot, and isur is not being belaya. Both are being belaya." So because we have two sugyas, we have a sugya that's like Zanam Beit that says you are mitzaref the gedera, shela hamot the gedera. We have a sugya that's on the ches says will not be mitzaref the gedera. Come on Rashi, I'll go through Rishonim, we'll go through Baker, six different pshat among the Rishonim. Come on Rashi, and Rashi says what is the case over here? First it starts off the kimti is reinu. We saw how much fell inside. We saw, except right now there's no shishim lefaneinu. Right now, how much is in front of us? We have 59 of heter. One of Isser, 59 of heter. So what's a lawful? We've been starved, mashu bolo b'kedero. We'll count what's inside the kedero. The Pasha understanding of Rashi explains the Taz Basis of Kon Beis. What's the two lashonos? The first lashon saying to mistarf the kedero itself, the guf cheres ha-kedero, the metal piece of the kedero, the pottery of the kedero. The second lashon is coming to be more machm, say, badanam mistarf the guf ha-kedero. You're only being mitzaref. What? Only the police inside the gedera. That's the two lashonos over here. That's first the case. Now come along, Rashi, the mamshech halacha lemaisa. What are you going to do? He says the maisa we have two lashonos. We deal with the suffix deraisa, and therefore two lashonos to go like the kula of the first sheet of the gedera atzma. Or mashabal gedera be mach mesuffik deraisa lechumra and only say mashabal gedera aleph. Mamshech Rashi v'kahat over. The main thing is we have gemara that tzadik chesed not the way. Otter terrible isir loybala. Not to count any part of the pot at all. Therefore, Rashi ends off the lochez, we're not going to start anything. Not the blisik there, not the gedera itself. That means, again, Rashi very clear. He starts off with first, we have two lashonos, we're machmel like a second lashon, so of dureiso, and then we're not going to pass like either lashon, the gemara that tzadiches. Because it sounds like we have stirus or sugyas. First, pshat and Rashi. Rashi starts off saying, inu, we saw what happened over here. We know what fell inside. Rashi ends off. Up to a terrible Isura Lobala. A terror is blaya, Isura was not blaya. We don't know what happened over here. We don't know. I mean, Rashi starts from the ratio, we know exactly what happened. Rashi ends off saying, we have no idea what happened. We assume to be choshes, just like a terror is blaya, Isura blaya. Point out, there seems to be a serious Rashi, what the Kimta were discussing in the Sugya. Do you know what happened over here? We do not know what happened over here. So the numerous Pshatim had to understand Rashi.
We can't say there was
Balei
both, and we know it was
Balei both. If we know, well, you want to say, we know.
Right,
Balei
both. Really, no one has to share that, because percent
no, so Rashi, we don't count the Balei at all. You're talking to count it. We do know.
No need to count it, because
it's not that we don't need it. We say we don't know. Rashi, we don't know. So come on, one Malach, the Rashi, the Ran, the same Malach, there's different ways of understanding from Rashi. They both say, better we don't know. Either the way of the Ran says over is Toy Saif and Rashi, it says Murinu. He says, no, Murinu, we did not know what happened over here. The way of the Rashba says it over, Betzim, what Murinu, but only we saw the heter over here. Murinu, we saw the heter. But the Isser fell in, we have no idea. At the end of the day, we do not know what the Isser is. We don't know. Irash says Murinu, either means we know about the heter, or it's a mistake. But at the end of the day, the Isser we do not know. That means the Kimton Rashi, we don't know. Therefore, the Rashba and the Ran end off with Rashi, if we do know. What happened at the beginning, what happened at the end, we'll start. That means Rashi is saying to be master, why? Because we don't know. How do we get there? Either tell your sefer, or because we don't know what the Isser is. We only know the Heter. But we do know, we're Mekel. We will be Mekel. That's the Rashi for the Ran. One Malach. Second Malach, where the Pre-Chodesh goes, the Yad Yehuda before and where Moshe goes this. He titled over here, but Etzim, we know exactly what fell inside. We know what happened over here. And Rashi really is saying we have two lashon, we pass like a second lashon. Rashi is very strange. Pass like a second lashon, but we don't pass like a second lashon. They could be more than tzadiches. No. We pass like a second lashon, we know what happened over here, only mashabal of Kedero. However, ikadover, at the chumra shabai, that sometimes there will be cases that we don't know what happened over here. And therefore, lead to a case, you have to only judge what happened in front of us. Therefore, it's better to always judge what comes in front of us. Really, Rashi gets out examined by discussing Inu. We know exactly what happened. Ikad Dover, the Loch is really like supposed to be the second Loshim. But it's better always to judge what comes in front of us. It's a better thing. Ikad Dover, it's better, nice and Lichatvei. It's a nice ending. But we know exactly what happened. Doimah, to the Mashal, was put down with the Taz and Shaf. Come on, the same idea. That's the second Shan Rashi. A third Pshat, a Bach, which also gets enough Mila Locho. Rashi's idea is we have to see what happened beforehand and afterwards. We knew Kaidim and afterwards. If you did not know what happened beforehand, maybe it burned out, maybe it's bigger. Taz argues that Suki Isalai Masakinon. Or he said we have to know what happened at the end. Well, because maybe it disappeared. You know, what happened to the mind? Nalak Yamban. So since we do not know what happened, we have to decide the beginning and decide the end. If you're missing one or the other, the mice have a problem. That's what Rashi says the case over here, that we knew the beginning but not the end. And a fourth pshat over here is how the going goes, and the Bach has an option of one of the Tzachim over here, we also don't know. There are really two cases in Rashi. There's a Reish in Rashi and there's a Seif in Rashi. The Reish in Rashi discusses with Inu like he writes, he saw it, Lechanami, go like the Sekloshim, Mashabol Kedero. Vikatov has a second case, Imloy Inu. Then we have Locha, a terrible, a Sir Loy Bolo. Fine, so we have four ways to get to Rashi. Just pshat in Rashi before we get to the other Rishonim. Either the Rashi learns Rashi is Loi Reinu. A second pshat, b'chodesh of Moshe, because this says Rashi discussing the Re'inu, except it's a mal to be
machmer. The first shot, what Rashi hold that Re'inu?
It cannot be mutter. The Rashi on the right, the mutter on the base says, and the Taz of Mekel. The second pshat is, the Rashi discussing Re'inu, it's better to be machmer. Third pshat is the Bach, it's better, it's Re'inu, it's sign the beginning and sign the end, missing one or the other, you have a problem. And the fourth, the two different cases in Rashi, that's the going, and that's over here, the Bach has a pshat that way. Come to the Rashi, and he says, Rashi says, he said, we have two Lashonis in the Gemara of Sagzana Beis, the Gedera itself, and Mashabal of Gedera. It says, Rashi, Sokta Raiso, you have to be Machma Mashabal of Gedera. Rekha Rashba, I don't understand, you Rashi olds. Tam Ki Iker is Jirabonon. So you Rashi old Tam Ki Iker is Jirabonon. He's saying over here, it's a Sophic in the Bleas of Tam. Everyone believes in the case of Tam. He's saying, it's Sokta Raiso, you have to be Machma. In fact, the Rashba and Rashi, the Rashba itself holds that way, Mirka Din L'Chidushim. Why in the world are you Rashba and Machma to Sophic in a Jirabonon, not in the Raiso? And for the Rashba, that's a bit the case of Minatoro. Because you always need to be Bottle Beroyev. However, the case of Shishim, that's a Durabonon. It's a Klal of Polisex Fekel, and some Kofiud will get to. Lapas can say a Klal, that the Halacha of Durabonon Kul is only when it does not sell off with being a Duraiso. The Lashon is called a Gilgal Duraiso. If it starts with being a Duraiso and rolls over to Durabonon, as a get of Duraiso. Since over here to Mavatal the time, you have to first Mavatal it in Roiv, Natoro, Afarab Matis. Then Shishim is only with Durabonon, as a get of a Duraiso. They put a cloud, people, some of the very makel, the rabbons of Domal Kula, you look for his sex seconds, some kovyud. See, numerous times the cloud is not true, it's a mistake. Not a mistake, it's a true cloud with its numerous protum and gedorm, how to apply it. One of the protum problem is that we say by Gilgul de Raiso, a gamsi abonon is a get of de Raiso. Two things I point out from this Rajbis Teretz. One thing is we discussed back in Simon Tadaches, we had a chakira, what is the vart in Tam? Istam be'etzim, it's nothing. And Tam Ki Iker is coming to tell you it's a issa over here. Looking after Mishra, it's Gulay Akim, be'etzim, it's nothing. But Tam be'etzim, we need Minat Torah before the Pesuk of Mishra, you need Bittel Beroiv, Akhra Matis, and Tam is telling you Shishim. We spoke out there, it's Machlokes, Kivegas as the Ran versus Rajbo. We mentioned then the Ran Shito, the Sugya of Tam Ki Iker by Kochim, in Rabbi Huda Shito. Now here was the cases. Tam be'etzim is not only an iser as Tam Ki Iker, there's no iser by itself. Al Tzadah Sheni, the Kivegi brought down the Rashba not the way. Which Rashba? Our Rashba. This Rashba over here. The Rashba is saying, Betzim in a Torah, you need a bitl in a Torah. Why? Discussing Tam. Tam is coming out of a pot. He says, you need a spot to be roiv in a Torah. Achra Mahatis, like Rashi, that's like Zayin and Beit, that's Tzadaches. So it sounds like from this Rashba, the Be'etzim, you need a Bittul Minatoro. The Rashba says, it's a Gilgul Deraiso. Where's the Deraiso? Because Tam Be'etzim is also Minatoro. Even the man, the Yomah, Tam Ki'ikir is Durabonon, but Tam to be Roiv is Minatoro. That's Poshim Minatoro. Shishim, that's Durabonon. So the Kivayikir, here's clear the Rashba against the Iran, that the idea of Tam Be'etzim is also Minatoro. Shishim, that's the Chiddush of Mishras. That's the Chiddush Gula Yakum. And that's Machlokes Rashi, Mishnah Rishonim. Shishim is that to bond the Raisa. Roiv, Tam, that about the Osir Minatoro. That we have Drosha Vatmeim. That's the other thing, right? Number one from this Rashba. Number two from the Rashba, Slam Pshat, the Iskar, obvious question. The core of this case over here is that what happened, not sure of the Shishim over here. It's 59-1, it's a Sophic. That's in the case of a Sophic like Nishbach. Who is the one who's making a nishbach by Sofim Drabon to Mekel? It's Rashba, brought down by the door by the Mechaber. Chur, this is the same exact Akimto. We're not sure exactly what happened over here. It's Mashu Bolo Begdeo, how much came out over here. We have to be Machm over here. Why? It's a case of a Sofik. It's a case of nishbach. How exactly go look at it? What to go do over here? Maisa, let's be Mekel. It's a Sofik. Says the Sofik, Bar Mi Yisus Kasha on the Rashba. He says over here, why? Not because it's a. He said over here, why? It's not like Nishbak, it's Mechusa Bekiyas Seinu, it's Mechusa Bekiyas. But I think he means, the Rashba Lishtasai, was the Chesaron L'Diyah L'Chola Olam, the Taz brought down the Rashba being Machmer. So he's saying, why? We don't know, it's a Chesaron had to Meshar. Shulda Gibarim says this in the Rashba. So any idea, we don't know how to Meshar over here, what exactly going on in the pot, how much in the pot, what's going to do over here? So we count the pot, not the pot, what's going to do? So Maisa be Machmer, certainly the Chol Olam. Also, the Maisa, how are we going to go answer? We don't hold like the Rashba The Chaz says the chesaron din l'chol olam to be mekel. Could be some. This case, the chesaron l'shar. Chesaron l'shar. What he machmer? Either the Chaz reason to machmer, can you have a way around to get to shishim, or yeah, the Ran's reason what he machmer? It's a constant thing. Do we count the part? Don't we count the part? But better would be machmer because the chesaron l'shar is not like a case of nishbach. So again, we have this cash over here that's of course a case of some of the why we mach, why is Rashi calling himself a deraisa? The way the Rashi understands is a Gilgul deraisa. Ke'inza, the preacher says, Be'etzim, it's an Issa deraisa, probably wants to answer. Or the Yadhuda wants to answer the cash in Rashi, that sometimes it'll be a deraisa, it won't be a deraisa, but Moshe Mechalov. Therefore, even when it's a case of Abonah, Loi Pul Chazal. That's Pshan Rashi. Once we went through one Malach Rashi, we have full ways to understand Rashi, the Kimta, the Pshan Rashi, and we came to answer the Rajma's Kash and Rashi, I look at the case of Sav Dabon, Tam Gikidu Abonim. Second Shita, Taisvis. Come on, Taisvis is an obvious question. He doesn't understand. We're discussing the Gedera Atzmo. What happened over here? You have the pot, it's empty, no blaze inside. You have over here 10 Kazasim of Mayim, you have one Kazayis of Chalev. The Loch is, well, the pot's 50, the water is 10, and one thing in Chalev, you drink the water and not taste the chalev. Avada, I know about that. Avada, you taste the chalev. What's going on over here? What's pshat? So he said, Echnami answers, first of all, number one, there's no Isser Be'en. We're not discussing Isser Be'en. So what are we discussing? He says there are three things over here. Number one, there's Blias of Isser inside the pot. Number two, there's Blias of Heter inside the pot. And number three, there's Heter inside the pot. That's the case over here with the Gemara's two Lashonis discussing the pot or the blias inside the pot. Again, there's no Moshe of Isser. Number one, there's blias of Isser. Number two, there's blias of Heter. And number three, there's Heter itself. The first to answer twice to Kasha and Rashi, come up with some Soyim and says, L'shitosoy. Rashi learns, when do you samach upon the getter of tasting at Krelo? When you have a case of, when do you taste samach upon the getter of Shishim? When you have a Krelo ready? In fact, Taisha is going to taste it, we also. I said, yeah, of course. The only time a Samech HaChishim is when the Krell tastes it, we don't taste it anymore. So it says, Chasam Sofer, Rashi Lishitosai. Rashi says, you need Krell and Shishim. So the girl tastes it, there's no time over here. So now, Hadjad Shishim, Kedeiro, Mashabal, Kedeiro, Givaldik. Taisha says, we look at Shishim without Krell. Taisha says, there's a big bayah over here. How do you discuss it? 50, 10, and 1, you taste the Chalav. But Rashi says, Chasam Sofer is Givaldik Lishitosai. Avada, the look is, what are you going to do? First, you have to ask a Krell, don't taste it. That's first to answer Rashi.
I think it is Shaykh, but Etzim, you'll be able to say that a Krell will taste it and won't have any time.
So fine, so then we don't taste Kash, you can taste it. So Rashi is very good, we have to get a Krell first. Who cares?
I think it is Shaykh to say that you
won't
be able to taste it.
Who entices in
Rashi? In Rashi.
Rashi says that's it has to be that way, that's the case. It has to be given to Krell. Now, come on, Taisis again, you have to realize he said three things here. He said, Blias of Isser, Blias of Heter, and the Heter itself. Why in the world did he say Blias of Heter for? Why do you say that for? He has the Kedero, he has the Blias of Heter, and he has the Heter inside the pot, Blias of Isser, and he has a pot of Heter. Why do you say three things? Say to us, what is the Pasha Pshan Taisis? Taisis says the Blias of Heter. Basically, the question is, whose Lashon is he saying Blias of Heter for? He's saying that for the first Lashon or for the second Lashon? We're two Lashonis to Gemara. So one Malach looked at the Maram in the back with the pre Toya by Austin Sugyo, the Archaim Kaddish. He wants to tie into Essen the idea when he says Blis of Issa, Blis of Heter. Blis of Heter is really for their second Lashon. Essen for the first Lashon, what says Kedera means Kedera Atzmo. Means a Guv Acheres of a Kedera. And therefore the first Lashon is saying Guv Acheres, Blis as Isser and Heter. The second Lashon is saying, no, what does it mean? It means Blis of Heter, but what Blis of Heter was there beforehand? That means until now we learn Blis, Mashabal of Kedera. What means Mashabal of Kedera? What's Blair now? Come on, Taisus, he's saying, what's Masha Bala Kedera? What was Balea 10 hours ago? Saying a different shot, Blias Kedera. It's not what Masha Bala now, the posture of Shan Rashi. What Balea 10 hours ago? That's the Blias of Kedera. And then there's Blias of Isser. And then there's Heter in the pot. That means Taisus, according to the Maram's shot, the Pretorius shot, is discussing the second Lashon, the Blias of Kedera, what was. But the idea when it says that Blias of Heter is the second Lashon. One Malach. Tzad Sheni, if you read the Tosfos Rosh, and it place you by us, and if you're going to say by us, not the way. They want to know, when it says the Lashon, the Blias of the Kedera, is Be'etzem going to the first Lashon. And Tosfos is not holding every Mesaf in the Cheres of the Kedera. No such thing. That means the first Lashon is discussing the Blias of the Kedera, what was. The second Lashon is saying, you Mesaf, Blias of the Kedera, what is now, only what would Mesaf right now. That means that everyone is discussing not the cheresh itself. When Taisin says, number one, Gleis of Issa, number two, Gleis of Hedger, and there's Hedger inside, that's the first Lashon. That's switching Lashonis over here. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon says, we never Messiah Pleisa Kedera, that what was only what is. Mashi Abob Kedera now. The argument, which Pleisa Kedera we're discussing right now? Are we discussing Pleisa Kedera right now, or what was?
The Lashon of Mashi Abob Kedera, why is that more better than why is it now?
That's the Lashon is now. I'll try to point out, the Lashon sounds like right now. That tight word. That's the grammar. The grammar that point out is right now. So again, even in Taisha, two pshatim, what does he mean? The Taisha argues in Rashi, in the two pshatim, does he mean over the first lashon is good v'cheres versus the blitz that were kaidim? Or does he mean this, another pshat, does he mean blitz of kaidim versus blitz of akshav? The third malach, come along with Ramban. The Ramban switches the Gemara around, as the Taz points out, the second lashon is being more makel than the first lashon. And until now, Rashi and Taisha understood, the second lashon is being more machmer, and therefore some derives to be machmer the second lashon. Come on, Ramban says fakert. The second lashon being more mekel. Now, what's he say over here? What's the case? He says first of all, this kedera. Kedera does not mean the gov acheres. Kedera means inside the kedera, the sediments, the pieces, the roitim means inside the kedera. Mashabola b'kedera, meaning things that get absorbed. Now, Ramban says not only what things that get absorbed inside the kedera, but even things when they cook inside burns out. It also counts. For example, when you put 10 gezeisim inside your pot. Now later they come back to the 8 gezeisim. So we know one gezeis went to the walls, one gezeis went up to Shemayim. Come on, the Ramban says you misarif what went to the wall, went up to Shemayim. The zeyo or the steam that went up and disappeared, you count both of them. Frek the Ramban upon himself, and Ka'in said the Rajbul Eskan Rashi, that what's going on over here, I'm counting what disappeared. He says, for example, if a person has over here 60 and 1, and he takes out be a dime, it makes it to 50 and 1. I'm going to tell you that's mutter. I'm going to tell you that's mutter. See, also, when that by itself, it's 50 and 1 right now. It's not 60 and 1, it's 50 and 1, it'll be mutter, number one. Well, it should be in my sense. Just if you took it out, maybe it came out now, maybe it got mixed in later. Right now, he is from the Sugim Chlezi Veneer. We know the Loch is going to get the Loch is going to pay Sugim Chlezi Veneer. It goes back, it's less than the number over here. The second thing is from the Mishnah Truma says there were 101 versus Truma. When you grind it up, the reason why it's mutter, just like it's smaller the Issa, got smaller the Truma, got smaller the Chulin, they both shrink. Otherwise, if the numbers changed over here, the percentage changed, Avad will be also. As I reflect on Ban upon himself, Ban answers words, Kulahi, the Mad, the Bolopteya, the Smite, Def, Mishnah, Mishnah, the Trum, Isser. It's a Kul over here. Being more Makel when Smite, when it's Belay and the Kteya. Be Makel. A Kula, we have a special Kula. It's not exactly explained why there's a special kula over here. So you have one option, how the Rashi and Shua really come to say Rashi, like they say it could be the Ramban. The Rashi sheet is Tam Iker is Dirabonon. Who sheet is also Tam Iker Dirabonon? Ramban. The Chanami is a special kula over here. Why? Because Tam Iker Mais is Dirabonon. They have a kula over here, a special kula. Anyway, it's a Chumah. Dirabonon, Makel in this case, set off with 61, 51, but Etzim, it's not like Shuma didn't assume there, right? So in the Mais will be Makel. Another Malach, the Rashi in Taras Abayis, he does not like what he says over in Shuvas. He wants to tell you an interesting idea. When you start with 60 and 1, and then you burns out, what do you left with 50 and 1? So you have one Isser, one of 50 of Heter. The one of Isser, he says, what's inside Isser? Who says? Maybe the one of Isser over here is really all the time left, the time of Isser burned out. It's really 50 of Heter, one of Heter. It looks like Chazer, appears like Chazer, but the time inside is really Heter. So since it's not really 51, it's 50 and a suffix. So since it's 50 and maybe this thing that looks like Chazer, Betzim, is Blis of Heter, that's what I mean, Michael, over here. Because Betzim, this case over here could be a case of Heter. That's what he wants to stand shot in the Ramban. A third way, you want to tie in the diamond system. He says, you look at the beginning, you look at the end. Derech is whatever, it always the Spash Meshav at the beginning, not at the end. That's three ways to stand the side of the Kula and the Ramban.
And how do you want to pay? That
was
the
veneer,
that it gets
better. Oh, so it sounds like dafka in the thing itself, and not when it goes in a different part. The part's different. That's the third pshat over the Ramban. What? It sounds like it's different when it's the same things with each other when it switched to a different part. The Rashi basic kasha came out the same way, dropped differently, a different part. Now, come on, the fourth malach is the Rambam. Let's put down the base. The Rambam says, what are you mishar? The loch is the only mishar masha bala b'kedayro. Now again, why is we make a mashabal of kedera before, just like it was blei is a blei heter? So the people got very simple. You know why? Because he also tapped kedera up on him. Here, him is the case of the up on him here. Mina min shleim mina, just like the Rashi make him mina because he holds that's Rabbanon. The Rambam holds everything's Rabbanon. Simon mina, Simon shleim mina. That's why the Meister Rambam being make lishtosoi. Tam gikin that mina, that bad lishtosoi. The Rambam lishtosoi. They're being make on case the Rabbanon's over here. Now it means Masha Bala Bagdera, speaks out the Rashi when the Rambam wrote down the base Esif, means what's inside and not what's burnt out. What's burnt out, that Meister does not count over here. Only what's inside the Gdera itself and not more than that. Now when it says, please, in the Kedera, what does it mean, Masha Bala Akshav, now, Masha Bala Kedem? What was the question of the Rambam and question of Halacha? So the words of the Rambam was very clear, what's the Bala after the Isafel inside? What's Bala right now? The Advaz says that's a Pasha shadow here. And again, that's what Mamushka Ziz points out. The Pasha Sugi is Mashabala Kedera. Does not say the Bliya B'Kedera. It doesn't say what was the Kedera. Mashabala B'Kedera. The Pasha of the Sugi is that we always judge what is being blamed now. We do not worry about the past or care about the past. What's the Sfar for that? What's the reason behind that? So where the Yad Yudah says, very simple. If you can say it's Blay Hetzer, it's Blay Isser. Not Blay Isser, not Blay Hetzer. We always equate the two. But maybe what was Blay before was not Blay, what was Blay now is. So it means two different times not to work the same way. Don't mean to we have the case of the spoons in the end of Tzadachas. One spoon, another spoon. One can be Pilar, one not be Pilar. One can be Blay, one not be Blay. True, but when it's the same time, if Blay had to Blay Isser, we don't say Blay one not without the other. Masha Blay Kvar, then we don't take into account, because maybe that does, was Blay, wasn't Blay, was maybe it's Pilar, not Pilar, we don't know. But if it's happening the same time, we do take into account. That's one simple way. Well, the Prim Gom says it a little bit differently. He wants to tie into that we're not sure if there were things inside before, maybe it's an empty pot, Asloi plug. Halacha, the Baal Shulchan brings down inside the Yad Yud on the Prim Gom, he's not sure, and of Tzarech Lendina, when it says Masha Bal Gdeiro, technically, before they get the Mashal, it's a count what's Balea Kfar, or what's Balea just now. The fifth Malach, it's a Ritva over here, come on, Ritva, he brings down the Ramban. Then he brings down the Rambam. Then he ends up saying, the two Lashonis do not argue. Don't argue. I said two Lashonis. They're discussing two different aspects of the same Akimto. When it said Kedera is coming Lafuke, what's burned out, Lafuke Namban. And when it says Masha Bola of a Kedera, it means inside the Kedera. They're discussing different aspects. No Machlokes over here. A sixth Malach, the Ikal Malach, the Rashba, Bortan Lalocha, Bortan Lantur. He wants to argue with the Rosh, and the Machab goes this way. He was listening to send what the Rashba is saying. The Ramban says the same. The Ramban says the same thing. The Ramban and the Rashi say the same. You saw it. First, they quote Rashi. They bring down Rashi again. Rashi says we have two lashonis: self to rise, self to machmer, and mashu bal b'gedero. Then they quote Rashi via kadover. Then mash looks like balalei had to play iser, and they have not been sorry for anything. In fact, the Rashban and the Ran on Rashi, I don't understand. You're coming over here and saying you're not going to count anything. But Yahavmina was to count Masha Bala B'Kedero, that was Yahavmina until it says Ikar Dover. You don't understand. If you have a case over here, a 60 in one, you take it out of this part and put another part that's less, 51. A Maisa, it can be also Motor, Vadat's also. Now it's 50 in one. So why in the world he's Mistar from Masha Bala B'Kedero, it fell 60 in one, now it went down to 50 in one. Why be Mistar for your Masha Bala B'Kedero? Aleph. Second, if you down the Mishnah in Trumas, the Mishnah in Trumas says it was 101. We grind up, the only reason we're being Makel, because it's just like it went down the Isser percentage wise, who didn't, the head to went down. But for the percentage change, that'll be also. Atkan the Rashba's Kasho on Rashi. Let him answer an obvious question. What's Rashi's case? Rashi's Mashabal Kedera, the simple understanding, is Blias inside the wall. Is Rashi saying there's 50 in 1 over here? Or no, there's 50 in 1 plus Blias Kedera, there's 60 in 1. The Rashba's Kashos make no sense. The Rashba is asking, right now it's 50 in 1, but the idea of Masha Bala B'Kedera, I mean it's not 50 in 1, it's 60 in 1. It's given Shumas, if the numbers were changed, only because it's the same percentage wise. Rashi saying Masha Bala B'Kedera is the same percentage wise. Explains the Prima Godim and the Goin, was Rashi but Sam Pashan Rashi? He sounds like the Ramban. Rashi means Masha Bala B'Kedera are also what burns out. He sounds also what burns out. What burns out, it's not here at all. Not here at all, it's 50 in 1, go to another part. The case of Truma. You understand what? Now, again, you understand the Chiddush. Rashi is saying like the Ramban. You read the base station, it says Rashi. And he brings down the Ramban, and he brings down the Ramban, not the way. But he's understanding Rashi like the Ramban, and burnt out. Come on, the Shacha Oruch seems to go this way. Retorah, Tveres Moshe, Tveres Yaakov, and others say, why? Where's the Dik in Rashi that way? Learn Rashi like the Ramban. Rashi Bal B'Kedera means in the Kedera, you have no Kasher. Therefore, they're arguing in Rashi, a second argument in Rashi, What does Rashi mean, Mashu Balam Gedero? Does it mean what burns out? And therefore the Beisit L'Rashi has a kasha? Well, no, the simple reading, I think everyone here read Rashi. Everyone said Mashu Balam Gedero meant in the walls, and now what burnt out? That's Rabban Shito. Rabban meaning the Mixam of Farshim that the Beisit brings down, the Taz brings down, that's the Mixam of Farshim. But the Maisit, the Rashi Shito, is what Mashu Balam Gedero, like the Rambam. So there's going to be an argument again in what exactly Rashi Shita is. First, to Messiah with the Rishonim, before we get to the Paiskim, what came out is Peshat in the Sugya, I think brought down the sheets, that two Lashonis over here. What is the kingdom of the two Lashonis? The different options, the first Lashon, you have four ways to understand what does it mean, the Kedera Atzmo. The simple understanding of Rashi at the Tal points down, brings down what's Kedera Atzmo, meaning the Cheres the Kedera. That's the simple reading. According to Taisu, what does it mean? It means the heter that was bled inside the Kedera, according to the place of Pirim Gadam. A third option is the Ritva saying, Kedera means lafukia, what burnt out. And the Rabban Rashba says, what does it mean? It means what is inside the Kedera. What's inside the Kedera itself? That's four ways the first Lashon. This Taisu is first Lashon. The second Lashon, Balb Kedera, you also have three options. Either way, our Taisu stands according to the Maram, means what's bled inside the Kedera beforehand. You have a second option, the Rabban, and someone say Rashi learns that way. It also means what burns out. Chiddush and Rashi, what burns out. And the third Malach, how the Rambam goes, it means only what's blended there, and not what burns out. Those are three Pshatim in the second Malach. That's first, Ad Kan Rishonim. Loch L'mayis to come along with Paiskim. Again, come along with Mechabim, says, Mushar, like the Gemara says, the Kippah, the weight of Chatichas, we do count. That's Pashit. The question is, what's the Loch in the gate to the Kedera, the plan itself? The first, the Torah brings down that his Rashi wants to mechalik between the case of Mim Beminoi and Mim Shloim Beminoi. He says, how Ovi and Daniel Rosh disagrees. Pashi, he's not going to be mechalik, and that's how Lavosh goes. There's no chilik whether Mim Beminoi and Mim Shloim Beminoi. The Maisa comes on the Rashi, but he says there is a chilik, and that's how the Mechaber goes that way. The Montar's Chatz goes this way. They pass him the chilik Mim Beminoi and Mim Shloim Beminoi. That means a fascinating thing. You have someone brings you a pot of 59 of Heter or one of Isser. What's the loch in that case? If it's Mim Beminoi, it says Rashba Beseder. If it's Mim Shloim Beminoi, it's also. Why? It's a no shishim here. It's 59 and 1. Yeah, some of the walls, it's inside, it's inside the Kedera. 59 and 1, Mim Beminoi, the Maisa Smoter. That's the Rashba. Now, the cases I asked a couple of people, I asked them, give me the case. What exactly are we discussing over here? Give me the Akimta, practically, what are we discussing? So everyone says, yeah, maybe not. Like, no, tell me the case. What is being brought to the Rav? What's a good question on the test? What's a good case over here? So they had to speak out a case. So say, yeah, you have a pot with water. You have 59 pieces of heter, one piece of iser. So I said, you mean that's Mim Beminoi, Shloim Beminoi? What's Mim Beminoi? What is the case of Mim Beminoi? How do they have a case that's being cooked together? So the Kimto over here, as I point out, is for Mim Beminoi, Shloim Beminoi. What happened over here, Mim Beminoi, Shloim Beminoi? Before, that's a case practically that we're discussing in Shulchan Aruch. So really, the Beis Meir, Imre Baruch, what's the Lacha Mim Beminoi, Shloim Beminoi? That's back to Sugya of Silek. Right? Oh, very good. Right, back to the Sugya and Silek in Sif Gimel, Sif Gimel, the Beis, Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel, Sif Gimel, Sif Beis. So it speaks out the Bada Shulchan. It says, who is the one saying this Lacha Mechab Mim Beminoi, Shloim Beminoi? It's a Rashba, the Mechaber, the Shitasa, Givaldik. They come along and saying, what's halacha over here? We're not sure. What is the case? 59 and 1, we're not sure we have shishim. It's a tzavik. It really is a case of nishbach. I'm not sure we'll mitzarif what's inside the gdeiro. So it's very good. Well, Mata Bim Minoi will say the shishim. The Eni Minoi will have the same halacha. It's a tzavik in the Rabbanon will say the shishim. We'll Mata the water. We'll Mata the piece of meat. It's like nishbach. It's like nishbach. We have 59 and 1. We're not sure if this sticks here. We'll mitzarif the inside. It's really the case of tzavik. Our mitzarif, is there police inside the gdeiro or not? We don't know. That is the kimto. No, it's over here. That's again. This is Mim Beminoi. We make the Rabbanon. It's like Nishbach for Mekel. Mamash the same thing as Nishbach. That's by Bas Bechalov. Yes.
No, I'm saying
no. It's Trevon or Kosher Milk. So then again, involved the Moshe's society. Measure things, don't measure things. Pashuk, we've got some pieces over here. We're talking about pieces, right? We said we have Chatich. What's the case? We start with the Chatichos and the Roikiv, right? And the sediments. So we're talking about pieces over here. What's going on over here? But that's a classic example that we're discussing over here. And all the pieces, that's a case over here. So they point out, again, the Emir Bach says this, and the Baal Shulchan speaks out. That's very good. Echnami, we're not sure. So mat everything. We'll mat the Mim B'mina and Shlom B'mina also. Why is Mamshakes in Nishbach? How we said according to the Shach, who sent to this halacha this way also, he said if nami, but shach any mina is also.
Right.
So you go for the mina, you're gonna have to squeeze it out to peel it off, and that's the case over here. So we have a het over here, 59 and 1 is being in front of the Rav. Rav according the shach says that those will be machmel like a shach, because brings down some soybeans have to be mach for the shach. But the shulchan says over there to be mach, over there to be making, wants to make a spec over here. Geshloten. Well, my say the old one mach for the shach comes out. Yeah, make mina if you didn't want, but sorry if you have to peel it out to squeeze it out. Fine, can't say. That's my say. That's the kimt over here. That's Aleph in this halacha of the Mechaber. Second thing in the gate of this Mechaber, what is the case exactly? Do we know what happened over here, or do we not know what happened over here? To speak out, really there are four cases practically to apply. There's a case of Minoi, Mimba Minoi, which is where the Re'inu Shloi Re'inu. That's two cases. There's the Min Shloi B'Minoi, Re'inu Shloi Re'inu. Four. Well, we know, I know what happened before and I know what happened at the end.
You know the size of the
we know what happened fell inside. That means if you know what happened before and end, that's bullshit. We know in the beginning there was Shishim, that's Re'inu. We know in the beginning there was Shishim of Hetzer versus Eitzer, at the end, don't know. That's Re'inu. Shloi Re'inu is I don't know what I Shloi Re'inu, I don't know if it being a wealth 59 and 1. But some is based inside the pot. Right, Shloi Re'inu, I do not know what it was in the beginning. Re'inu, as I know what it was in the beginning.
And I know that the Hetzer one was
it. It was Shishim. I know it was Shishim in the beginning. So, in each case of Re'inu and Shloi Re'inu, we have a case of Min B'Minoi and Min Shloi B'Minoi. So, we have four cases. So, what case are we discussing over here that we're saying to you, Mechalp Min B'Minoi and Shloi B'Minoi? And Mechalp is saying to Michalak. What's the Kimto? We know what was in the beginning, not know what happened in the beginning. So, come along the Beis Yosef.
I have to know that
Shishim
in the beginning,
or
it's enough
for me to know that the Hetzer went down one of the Yisra, and I can't tell if there's Shishim now. I don't know if there's Shishim in the beginning either. That sounds like Shishim. Now, come along the Kiveg Rosam points out, you read the Beis Yosef slowly, he's very clear, and the Tazan Shachman this way very clearly, that the Beis Yosef has a question on the Torah. The Torah came along and brings down the Rajba. The Rajba says to Mechalpim, Min Bevina, Min Shalai Bevina. It says that Avi Yedai Rosh disagrees. It doesn't hold on this chalik. Come on the base, he says, no, the Rosh and the Rashba agree there's no machlekes over here. Just like he says the Rosh and the Rashba and Rashi says that Locha is the reason we machmer why it's a sopik in a deraisa. And we're not sure mash shabolavoy. Just like blei isig and we blei a heter, that's the only case of min shloi v'minoi. Min v'minoi will be meister mekel. Now, what is the case of Rashi and over here the Rosh? They're discussing just like utter terrible is loibala. That means you do not know what happened over here. You don't know. You don't even see us what happened. But since you do not know what happened, he's saying the Rosh. And the Rosh, but not like, there's no machlis going on over here. We don't know what happened. Don't know the Metzias. That means if we do not know the Metzias, Maisa then come along and says, again, to be clear, the Beis Yosef says, you Tor, saying the Rosh argues the Rashba, there's no machlis. Just like Rashi. And the Rosh say by the klal of I do not know what happened over here, because the words are ota teyabala surlo bala. What's that a klal? It's only a question in a deraiso. But maybe me the case of Rabbanu will be mekel. That means what is the case of Rashi? Rashi said in the beginning is the case of Lo Yivinu. We do not know what happened. That's the words. I don't know what happened. Teyabala surlo bala. I don't know what happened. The case of Rosh is what I do not know what happened. That's the case. That's what the Beis Yosef is speaking out. We did not know. We're saying, and that's the Rosh not arguing. That means, what is the kimtum of the Rashba, Michal ben Bimina, Shloi Bimina, the Rashba? It's a case I do not know what's happening. That means, just to speak out what comes out. That means, we have four cases. When you do not know what's happening, I do not know what the beginning was. On that come long, the Rashba, and he wants to taino, that the Loch is Bim Bimina, we can be Mekel. And Shloi Bimina, the Loch is Bim Machmer. When I know what happens, we'll be Mekel. Whether it's Bim Bimina, Shloi Bimina. That means three of the four cases will be Mekel. We have four cases practically, and three of them point out Kiveger in Pshat, the Beis Yosef, Taz, and Shach will be Mekel. The only one to be Machman, you have a double problem. Number one, Shloi Re'inu, and number two, it's Shloi B'Minoi. We have a double problem, Shloi B'Minoi, I don't know what happened in the beginning. And number two, Shloi B'Minoi, the Chash Dereisa, Tamke Ik Dereisa. When you have a double Chumra, then will be Machmer. Otherwise, you know what happened. Re'inu, whether Mim B'Minoi, Shloi B'Minoi, or a case of Mim B'Minoi, being a world 59 and 1, Maisa's water. That's one shot in the
And then the rest falls according to this.
Agreed, no machlaikis. There's no machlaikis. That's the basis of saying. There's no machlaikis.
Same thing as the rest.
Yeah, no machlaikis.
So the rest not machlaik is not machlaik that
right. He's not being mechalik in Meinu, correct. Correct. That's what Yisrael says. Atzala Sheni. Come along again, Olamab Kiveger, it's before and already. The Goyin says this way, the Kingodim says this way, the Crazy Place says this way. That's not shot in Yisrael. We're discussing a case over here of. What?
Yeah.
Kiveger passed away in the 1700s, 1737. So 1837, and the Goyin passed away in the 1770s. So what? So come on the second Malach and says, what is the Rashba discussing over here? The Rashba is discussing a case of Re'inu. That's a Kimto, to Mechalk in Re'inu. In Re'inu, he's saying to Mechalk with his Mimba Mino, Shloibi Mino. But Shloibi Inu? Whether it's Mimba Mino, Shloibi Mino, it might be Machmer. That means Rashba, according to the Kivega, being Machmer to be out of the four cases. That means if it's Shloibi Inu, we're Machmer with his Mimba Mino, Shloibi Mino. When Re'inu, when you know what happens, things before, and then Mimba Mino be Mekel, and on that come along the Rajba to be Machmer, when Shloimi Minoi, and that's when the Rosh is arguing. Machloik is Rosh. First, the Rajba is when the case of Min Shloimi Minoi, when it's the case of Re'inu. So again, I think that everyone has the sheets in front of them. I think it's set up clearly that way, right? The three out of four cases. That's how it's set up. Now, that's first the Maisa technical halacha will come down the page in Shulchan Aruch. Mamst of the Tazan Shaf, they bring down a Yamsha Shloimo. Come on, Yam Shloimo says you're right, but Etzim the Rajba is correct. But Machalpe Mimba Mina and Shloimba Mina, that's Emisla Mita Shotoro. And the Vada Bay is Mimba Mina is only the Abadu being Michael, Shloimba Mina, and this is the right, and Machab Paskin's Tamki get the Raisel. Again, one of the rights they bring down for it to be Machmer. However, since sometimes people cannot be Imila Sharis of Dover, don't know exactly how much to Baleo, and maybe they Kilkul, everything will come to judge what's in front of us. Whether Re'inu, Lo Re'inu, whether it's a person that's not Minoi, Shloibi Minoi, Lacha is always going to judge what comes in front of us. That's a Taz, that's a Shach, and that's come out all the Paiskim. Whether the Kimti is, they're always going to judge what comes in front of us. Now, the Maiso, that's the Lacha, that's only the Nahoga. The question among the Swarm now is, what about Hefsimubo, Shatan Chak, Tzara Gadol, what to go do? So, even in that case, the Tumul, come along the Yad Hudo, the Kav Chaim is down. Even Mehefsigadol, even Tzara Gadol. We follow the Yam Shlomo. The beginning of the Pim Gadol, one time has a Lashon to make a Hefsid Gadol, a Vitzara Gadol. Another time, we begin a Lashon to make a Mokam Hefsid. The Pi Chodesh has a Lashon to make a Shasid Chak. And the Vada Shulchan is very sweet. He brings down one time in the same Shtikal Torah, it's either Hefsid Vitzara Gadol, or it can be another Pim Gadol Hefsid Ksas, or it can be with Shasid Chak. It brings down all three different Lashonis over here. So, there are those who want to be Mekel when you really stuck and you bring your Rav 59:1. You can be Mekel, and say Mitzav Mashal Bal Kedera. Some say no, even Mishas Zechak, not to be Sonic upon it.
Nowadays, Kederas and Taka Melan?
Ours are supposedly non porous.
So Melan is not a gay.
It should not be a gay. But to say that will lead to other coolers, so I don't want to say that. But still need to be Machmiyah, to be Mekel, Yishlod. That means I went to a chemist and I asked him how to go test it. He told me very simple to take food coloring, bubble it up inside, cook it inside. Spill it out, put water inside, and see if the water didn't change colors. And I did that, and it didn't change colors. He says, yeah, pots are non-porous. All pots are non-porous. The bio is, if so, what's the water cashing your pots for? So I don't want to say that. Fine.
Why?
No, there are reasons. We'll get to other sugars if we learn sugar about Gola, or part of it. I'm not doing it this time. But there are reasons why to be chayshish for other pots that are maybe are porous, or maybe things will change. Maybe you have to judge time exactly. But certainly the chumra our pots are not porous. Now that's how we're discussing now what happened. That in front of us we're discussing we saw was Re'inu, below Re'inu, and it comes in front of us 59:1. Let's say if I carried. It comes in the beginning we did not see. But comes in front of us right now it's 60:1. Maybe it should be chosh if I carried. It came in front of 60:1. But maybe if one fellow was 59:1. So come along the Bach, we mentioned in the beginning, and he said Echanami, that's Pshan Rashi. He said, according to Rashi, you have to see Re'inu before and see Re'inu at the end. Don't see both, but can't be Machmer and say, we see 60:1, let's be Machmer and Aseret. If your Chodesh passes this way, the Chodesh is on the passes this way. This is where the Taz comes along and brings down this concept. It says, Achzuke Iser Loi Mechzakino. We see in front of us, Heter, Galit Heter as is. We have no right to assume that things change. And that's how Meiser, Beik the Pais Kim Golov, the Pi Toyer, the Pi Megodim, the Aruch HaShulchan, Yad Yud, Le'i Paskin, we look at what is Lefenenu, Achzuke, listen, Le'i Masekina. They do say, however, let's say, a certain Akimdas, we know certain things change. We know when you cook meat, it shrinks. We know when you cook hot dogs, it blows up.
Why? They use the word Shema by meat. It's a base. It's a Shema shrunk. So
no, because we don't know.
So then it should be mutter, because it's a Le'i Masekina.
No, but there's a bone there to count. We have something to count over there.
We don't know if the meat shrinks.
No, because there we know we have a bone that we say went inside the blimps.
We don't know.
If there we have a bone. Here we have nothing to judge.
We don't know if one is.
We know we have a bone. That's what they want to sign up. Now, the Maisa also think the Matisse is, if we know the Matisse is not the way, for example, we know you're cooking a hot dog with meat, and you come in front of us, you see the hot dog blown off, you know that's a hot dog, we have a piece of meat shrunk, we know about it's not the Matisse, the person speak out. We know that certain things, we know the Matisse. Not about it, we know we can start judging things ourselves, and we have no way to judge, that's this being closing eyes and being blind. About it, we have to take that into account. Which really leads to the case of the Taz, he brings down the case of Atzomos. Come on, Mataz, and says, just like you say, Islam Mesakina went 61, says, who did my Samais? He says over here also with the same story, we count that Samais as being heter, whether the Klom are in Sif Aleph. And therefore, we won't say that the meat shrunk and the bones didn't shrink. That's the one time, Suki Islam Mesakina, the people come and says that's the Vaposhet, or Chashukhun went this way. Come on, come to argue the Drisha, Chagur Shmuel, and the Adjuda says, this Neg of the Chush. Everyone knows that meat shrinks and bones don't shrink. So what right can to take one to count, one without not to count? It's not clear what exactly the Taz meant by Tzomos, because the Chur of the Matthias is that we know bones don't shrink and meat does shrink. Kasha or this is a Messiah, what comes out practically. The Maisa practically comes out, you have to know there are really, come to Rav, there are really three cases over here. There's a case where we know beforehand there was Shishim. There's a case we know beforehand there was not Shishim. There's a case that we did not know what was beforehand. Right? We don't know. We don't know what happened beforehand. So go through each one. If you know beforehand there was Shishim, we know there was Shishim. And right now there's Shishim, Avadis Motiv. That question is bullshit. If it came in front of it was Shishim and now it's not Shishim, then we have the Mashal. The Maisa can be Machmer. We have the Mashal of Cheshvo can be Machmer. In the case, let's say it was Shishim, right now we don't know. We don't know. Nishbach, Asafik. Then the Maisa place to be Mekel, the Suffolk over here. We're not sure now. We have the whole week to be Machmer, we come to be Machmer, why it's a Suffolk. So the Nishbach, the Maisa will be Mekel. Could be a Maisa had a case of Shishim. Let's say the other way around, we saw less than Shishim, and now we have Shishim. We have Shishim Lefenenu, fell before Shishim. Come along, the place can say, Avada, we can look at the beginning, Avada be also over here. Let's say it was less Shishim, it fell off less than Shishim, Avada, saw him begin Shishim, less Shishim, Avada is also. The third case is the case we don't know what happened in the beginning. We do not know we had a case of Shishim. And the end look with a case of Shishim, we do have Shishim. That's the Shiloh of the Taz versus Drisha. And the Bekah the Pesach along the Taz, Avzuka is the land of Sakinan. And the Maisel will be Mekel over here. Let's see, you send the end off with less than Shishim. We don't know what was on what happened in the beginning. Then the Maisel, Pesach can say, Bismanenu, Avadim be Machmer over here.
We know what went into the air, right?
Again, Mashal said we look at Lefenenu. So Vada Lemaisa is only the Bezman Hazeh will be Machmer.
Now, just Bez Hashem,
just Bez Hashem, Chabura will be on Wednesday and Thursday. The question is, what will be on Wednesday and Thursday? Either Ari give Chazara on Wednesday, and I'll say on Thursday about Mevatel Sadchilo, or if the Elim is ready by Wednesday, I'll give Mevatel Isser on Wednesday, and Ari give on Thursday. We have to be finished by 10:15, so you have to start on time. That's bullshit. So the question is, what the Elim will tell us at the end of Tuesday, if you're ready for Wednesday to be Vatal Isser or to have Chazar Shir? No? You're not going to be a Wednesday morning? Thursday morning? Okay, we'll work it out. That's lovely.